they, who are they? I don't know. But yeah. they say that you will repeat the same mistakes until you've learned the lesson that you needed to.
Yes.
Right? So, like, it sounds like
you're maybe I learned to the lesson.
Self-reflection.
And maybe that's why we're just in a pause. Because I'm not in the cycle anymore. Hi, and welcome to Singles Therapy, the podcast where we talk about modern dating and, of course, being single. I'm your host, Michaela Ingemir, poet and author of the poetry collection, When He Leaves You. Today, I am very honored to have sat down with Christine Halber. Her voice is literally the best for a podcast. I think you're really going to enjoy this. She is a woman who wears many hats. She's an office manager for her family's industrial water management business, while also being a spin instructor at Hustle and Flow, which I love and go to regularly. And she works for a wedding designer on the side too. So she's busy and she also happens to be single. Even though, unfortunately, the first hour of this episode we recorded didn't actually record, Christine was literally an angel. And she sat down for another 45 minutes with me and continued to talk about being single. She's really, really wise, and we really get into it right away because obviously we didn't record the first hour. So we talk a little bit about where she's at right now, kind of like how she's working on herself and what that means for like looking or searching or spending time to look for a relationship. Essentially just like what a lot of us are experiencing. We have a lot going on, and what does that mean when you also think that you want to be in a relationship? Also talked about the non-negotiables in relationships, which I've never heard it put in this, like, such, like, a, I don't know, straightforward way, which I really enjoyed as an analytical thinker in love. So that was really cool to talk to her about. She's just overall super honest throughout the whole episode, and even, like, listening back to edit, maybe emotional multiple times. I'm just really, it's been so beautiful how honest people have been and just, like, so open to talk about, like, kind of like the deep things that we don't talk about that often, and to put that out there into the world, I think it's really beautiful, and really glad that Christine shared what she did. Yeah, we really talk about it all. We talk about dating apps, the one that got away, single male friends. I think you're gonna love this episode. So let's just get right into it. All right, I'm going to have to think of some juicy questions.
Yeah, we'll just do it real quick.
We'll do quick fire.
Q&A.
Q&A first.
Quick fire. Yeah, okay. Lay it on me. Should I be nervous?
I don't know. Maybe.
Like, I don't know.
Okay, fun question. Mm. So you're walking down the street. You see someone that you, like, think is, like, totally perfect for you.
Why? Just the way they look?
And the vibe.
I don't know.
The vibe. How they're walking.
His aura is matching mine today. Okay.
Do you go up to them?
Probably not, because I'm chicken shit.
Wait, that's so surprising to me, because I feel like you're like, you know, like.
No,
confident. Go-getter.
I am, to an extent. I feel like I'm harnessing that energy more so lately. We were talking about it before, but I'm a big believer in, like, thoughts becoming things, and I think if you want something, you do have to go out and get it, so it's almost like practicing what I preach.
Right.
I don't know. I think I would be, like, nervous. I've never done that before, I don't think. But, hey, I would be open to, like, maybe. I think that would kind of be cool.
I want to get better at that.
Yeah, like, I think being just direct, but then in my head I'm like, but what if they have a significant other? What if, like, he's a total psycho? Like, there's a lot of, like, what ifs. But maybe we just need to say screw it and go up to that cute stranger and be like, hey.
Right. There's gotta be a method to madness. Okay, and then other side of that question. So you go up to a stranger.
Wait, can this happen to me now? Like, I'm
maybe
you
now thoughts are becoming.
Send me someone, and it'll be a test, and I'm just gonna put myself out there.
I'm also bad, like, even going up to guys at, like, bars when it's, like, a more approachable setting.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I always come up as, like, fucking crazy. Like, why are you talking to me?
I don't get that, but I'm just too nice. Whereas, like, I'll talk to anybody. I don't care. But I think sometimes it gets me into, like, it's not trouble, but it's like, oh.
Right.
We didn't want that conversation. Mm. Or, like, I got to shut it down real quick. Like, no, not really.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Well, usually at bars, if a guy comes up to me, he's just very, very drunk. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll sit here and talk to you.
Oh, you want
to
buy me a drink? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm still recording.
It's going to be a good intro. Maybe I'll just do it from memory and I'll...
Right?
You'll make your voice. The kills losing it.
Both voices. You got the official clinical. See, you're going to meet a guy. He's going to listen to this episode and then be like, this girl is cray? I cannot.
Okay, yeah. Other side of the question.
Yeah.
I'm getting more wine because I'm very upset that I
didn't record our whole episode.
I'm pretty upset. Okay, so you meet this guy. Somehow you have a great conversation off the street.
Okay.
Like that ever happens.
I want this to happen now.
Do you want to be in a relationship, a serious relationship, right now if that were to happen?
Ooh. I think... that's a good question. I'm not sure if I'm done working on myself right now. I hadn't been single in, like, I was kind of back-to-back relationships, I'm going to say, for almost 5 years, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I'm not quite sure if I'm done being single and just doing me.
Mm-hmm.
I love to, like, jam-pack my schedule. I see my friends a lot. I work a lot. I'm always doing something, like, everybody knows this about me. Mm-hmm. Can't keep up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure if I'm ready to let go and, like, include somebody else in that.
Mm-hmm.
Could I? Absolutely. Am I willing to do that if it's just, like, a maybe?
Right.
You know what I mean? If it's that person where you're like, I'm not quite sure about them, but, like, maybe I can spend some time with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, but I think the right person can obviously change your mind.
Yeah.
But, like, how many more times am I going to do this? Right?
Yeah, like, great question.
How many more times am I going to invest and go all in and, like, not spend that time on myself? Or not saying you can't have a balance of that in relationships. I think you can. Absolutely. But yeah, I don't know if I'm ready. Like, I'm still cooking.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done.
I feel it too. I think that's maybe that's why.
Are we putting that vibe out there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, maybe that's why our friends don't have single male friends.
Maybe.
To introduce us to. Or why we're not, like, stumbling upon the single men that are eligible.
Yeah, it's funny. Lately, I feel like I've been getting a lot of attention from, like, really young men. And not, like, this is nobody I would ever date. But, like, it's so funny to me because I'm like, do you know how old I am? Like, I don't know.
You have great skin.
Thank you. But, like, maybe they don't realize and just kind of like, no, I need someone that's a little bit more like, I don't even know the word.
Just life experience.
On the right, like have more experience and like are on the right path and like are on the path with me.
Yeah.
Like I love that, you know, adage of, you know, you found your partner when instead of looking at each other, you're looking like into the horizon together. Right?
Oh,
like,
wait.
How sweet is that?
That's
instead
the best.
Of just being so obsessed with each other,
that's
you're actually both looking out at the same in the same direction.
That's how I feel about Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh,
like,
but
that's what I feel like.
What about even like the scandal?
No, but that's why I feel like they got through all of it.
Fair.
Because they're just like always working and building.
Yes.
And like that's what matters in their relationship.
And I think it does matter in every relationship. I think when people stop working on them is when they fall apart.
I guess I shouldn't romanticize Beyonce and Jay-Z, but I still do.
Who doesn't? All celebrity couples. Like, if they broke up, yeah. I'd probably have, like, a good cry.
No more faith.
Right?
In anything.
People love to invest in that type of thing, right? It's fun. Mm-hmm. Why not?
I don't know. I'd like to have it without the unfaithfulness, but...
Yeah, that would
but
be
what
great.
If it makes a... Oh, not an album, but, like, I don't know.
No.
Without Lemonade, how do we
okay, but Lemonade is amazing. You're right. There wouldn't be a Lemonade. She could have written it out of fiction. You know what I mean? Like, you can still come up with that stuff.
No.
Is all of your poetry based off of fact?
Yeah.
Like, all of it?
Yeah.
You've never written anything about, like, a made-up scenario?
No.
Oh, I don't do that.
No. Don't quote me on that. It's all fiction. I get sued.
Names have been removed for the privacy of all parties.
They have been. I think there's like sometimes it can be like creative in that like this person inspired something like that's
not necessarily
like, didn't actually happen, but like it's not like I would just like write about
pull it
like,
out of thin air.
Yeah.
Meeting a guy. Yeah. On the street. And having
maybe that's what I should write.
The manifest. Yeah,
do you believe in your whole like thoughts to things. Reality? Is that manifestation for you? Do you not like the term manifestation?
No, I don't mind manifestation. But like I said, I think you do have to put in the work though. Like it doesn't I was talking to my friend about this. He was like, but Christine, you can't just think it. Like I want this, and this in life, but like it's not happening. I can't just sit here and do nothing. And I was like, okay, you do have a point.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the more you think about something, and it's almost like that obsession sometimes of like, I want this in my life, and this is how I'm going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's those next steps, the follow-up.
Huh.
But like, don't be negative, right? Like, there's always a positive in a situation. My aunt loves to say, there's no problems, only solutions. And I know it sounds really cliche and silly, but like, it's legit.
Like
we spend a lot of time complaining about stuff. Look at us. We're sitting here complaining that there's no single men. Well, maybe we should be out looking for that. Maybe not. I don't know.
No, this has actually put things into like a really good perspective for me because even just like how I'm sure like you approach like your side hustles and business and just like the way that you look at life and like when you want something, like you get it and you work towards it and you have a plan and you do it, which like is very similar to me. But like,
but there's also a lot of things that I don't do.
Right. I mean,
and then I sit on them and I'm either like scared or there's like a reason or it's a burden or it's like an insecurity. You know what I mean? Like, there are those things.
But maybe it's not meant to happen.
Maybe not.
Because, like...
I am a firm believer that we're never dealt a hand that we can't handle.
Hmm.
We have, like, the tools, the relationships, the self-awareness, all of that at our disposal at all times.
Yeah.
We just need to know where to look for it and how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big believer in that.
I believe in that, too. Like, I'm just thinking, why haven't I, like, put this action plan in place to find the man to be in a relationship with if that is so important to me?
Well, and it's like this medium was saying to me, like, stop trying to visualize this person, like, what you want them to visually look like, and start digging deep and asking yourself, what is it that you actually want in a partner? And it is a very good question.
Yeah.
What do you want in a partner?
Right.
Right?
Maybe I don't know the answer to that either.
And I don't think I fully do either. And I think that that's maybe the problem.
Huh.
But are you actively looking? This is my thing. And this is where like the dating app thing comes in. I don't make a lot of time to meet new people.
Yeah.
So is this the only way I can? And then is it going to attract the right type of person? I don't know. But it's hard when you break down, like, what do I actually want in a relationship? What's important to me? Or, like, for me, that list of, like, what are my non-negotiables?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do I have to have in a partner?
Do you feel comfortable sharing any of that list?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though. I wrote it at a time when I was not receiving a lot of things in my relationship. So I think that I need to revisit it because...
Yeah.
It was pointing out to me what I was missing,
mm-hmm.
but is that the full picture?
Right.
Maybe not. One of the biggest ones is they need to want to have a family.
Yeah.
I want kids. So that's like top of the list, right? Mm-hmm. I think most people have decided already whether that's something they want or they don't want. Mm-hmm. And that's a deal breaker for me. Mm-hmm. Like, it has broken relationships before. I'm mm-hmm. like, mm-mm, not happening. I want children. I was put on this earth to be a mother. So
I feel like that too.
No, but I really do. Like, I know in my bones I'm supposed to be a mom.
Yeah.
So that to me is a non-negotiable. Being aware of like love languages and willing to like at least learn about mine mm-hmm. and their own mm-hmm. and be able to express to me what that is and to work with speaking my language. Because I actually think that it's so important. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how you fill your partner's cup. And I just figured this out mm-hmm. in my last relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was a work in progress. It was really hard for me. There were certain chapters in the book I'd go through and I was like, holy shit, that's all I have to do.
Did you read it after you broke up with
your son? No, during.
Oh.
Yeah, I bought a copy for both of us. And
did you read it?
No. Oh. He didn't. So that was something that was like really upsetting to me.
It sucks that people, like, even the how it's like marketed and stuff, you're like, love languages. I'm like, I don't know.
It sounds like you're full of shit.
Yeah, totally.
But it actually really, it just clicked with me. It actually made so much sense because I didn't realize how you speak your own language. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize why I've always been, not disappointed isn't the right word, but I've never been fulfilled in a relationship because I've actually, I don't think ever, I think maybe one guy has ever spoken my love language. Right? In all my years.
Makes me want to cry.
It's really sad. Okay, maybe my high school boyfriend did a little bit, that's a different headspace.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't think that's
like huge then. Yeah. For you, that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And that's why it's on that list. And I know it sounds silly to some. I don't think a lot of people are aware of them. But like the openness of like, you don't have to read it.
Right.
Listen to it in your car on audiobook. Or like, let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
Or I will tune into yours. You tune into mine. You know, so that's on the list. A big thing for me is having like a support system. And like knowing me on a truly deeper level, like my inner workings, my flaws, my everything, like really understanding me as a person. I don't think I've dated anybody who really got it. Mm-hmm. Not just like surface level, really understood how I work. And again, that goes back to things like love languages.
Yeah.
Big time.
Even so, like, that's what, like, I found has been frustrating in relationships or even, like, talking to my friends about their relationships is, like, sometimes there's just things where you're, like, this is important to me. Like, I want to figure this out with you and, like, this is really important to me. And I'm not, like, some silly woman who's, like, running around, like, making shit up. Like, exactly. If this is important to me, like, I'm a smart person.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be just, like, brushing off what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Like, as.
Well, and like having that support. Like, I lean on my friends so hard and I've leaned on them for a long time, even though I'm often seen as like the strong friend.
Yeah.
Like, there's been a meme going around the last while of like, when's the last time you checked in on your strong friend?
Yeah.
Because I think that that's really important because a lot of times we get not dumped on. I'm more than happy to hash things through people or talk people through things or whatever or listen.
Yeah.
But it's true when like why do people assume that I'm the strong one?
Right.
Right? And after a breakup, people are like, oh, you seem like totally fine when on the inside you're like, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Why is that? And you know, I recently had a very good friend of mine. I was very upset and I was like, I just need to like feel some of this weight lifted off me. Like I'm really struggling with it. And she said, well, Christine, have you ever just like sat there and been like, I'm heartbroken and like said it? And I was like, well, no, why would I do that? Like, I'm so stubborn. Yeah. And I'm like, no,
yeah.
Why would I say that?
Yeah.
And she's like, because you're devastated.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't want to say that. And she literally sat with me for like 5 minutes mm-hmm. until I spit it out. It was like the hardest thing ever.
Huh.
And it's like, why are we so afraid to just feel what we're feeling?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that, right? Owning it, feeling it, working through it. That's great.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Finding someone that can, like, help you through things like that, I think is really important. You know, people always say, like, I don't want someone with baggage. Well, newsflash. Yeah. We all have baggage. Like, bags are packed.
Yeah.
We got our tickets and we're going on a trip. Like, it's something that you have to, like, sort through and deal with, and that's fine, right? Everybody has a backstory.
It's so interesting, too, because it's not even, it's not even really baggage. It's just, like,
life.
You were a person.
Yeah, it's life. You've had experiences that are different than mine.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know. But yeah, those are some of my top non-negotiable. I need to have these in a partner. And I don't think I've had that all-encompassing.
Thanks for listening to Singles Therapy Podcast. If you're enjoying the episode, please screenshot your podcasting app and share it on Instagram. You can tag @singlestherapypod or @MikhailPoetry. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Do you find as like someone who's pegged as like a quote unquote strong woman?
Yeah.
Do you find you attract men like specifically who need that?
Are wounded?
Well, I mean, no.
Yes, definitely. I'm a very, like, motherly, like, nurturing mm-hmm. person. So I think that sometimes I, like, it's almost like you thrive off of it because you're like, oh, this person needs me. It feels mm-hmm. good mm-hmm. to feel needed and to be able to help someone.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. Does strong attract strong?
In my experience, no.
Right? I don't think so either.
But I think that maybe
is that intimidating? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's like also one of the reasons why I'm like not hesitant to get into a relationship, but why I think like though I'm like made the Singles Therapy Podcast and I'm like, I want to date someone. I want to be in a relationship. Everyone's like, do you really actually? Because I don't really want to date a quote unquote, not that I believe this is a thing, but like stereotypically, like a broken man again. Like I don't want to date someone that.
Yeah. But isn't everyone broken?
Oh, totally.
Right.
But someone who identifies themselves in that way. And like,
no one's going to peg themselves as that. Girl, you're going to get lured into that trap and then it's going to be too late.
No, but I think I can, you know, tell. And there's like signals and like even just experiences that people have had in their lives that I think in the past, like I've noticed patterns in like the people I've been with.
For sure.
And I don't want to
do you feel like you've dated the same person over and over again? Like have you learned from those patterns?
No.
Who are they? I don't know. But they say that you will repeat the same mistakes until you've learned the lesson. That you needed to.
Yes.
Right? So, like, it sounds like
you're maybe I learned the lesson.
Self-reflection.
And maybe that's why we're just in a pause. Because I'm not in the cycle anymore.
Yeah, that's valid.
I'm paused.
Yeah. Do you ever feel like pressures, though, of like, I want to have a family, and some people are like, whoa, you're getting old. Like, time's up. Like, I find family will bring it up sometimes. Like, it's almost like, you know, sometimes my mom.
Do people say that to you?
Well, they're like, well, like, don't you want to be in a relationship? And I'm like, well, yeah, I would love to meet the man of my dreams. Like, of course. I'm not, like, of course, but, you know, I find, like, family events are hard.
Ah, yeah.
Because, like, my brothers are in relationships. Everybody's pretty much in a relationship. And I think sometimes my mom feels, like, sad for me.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel at the most, too.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know what? I'm a pretty cool chick. Like, For real, though. Yeah, like, yeah. I've got my shit together, yeah. You know? Like, I've got a good head on my shoulders. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to list it all for you, but, yeah. Like, yeah. I'm pretty cool. Yeah. So, why is that not attracting what I want? Like, where's the block?
I don't know. I think, like, I definitely want to be a mother, but yeah. I don't like the idea of, like, putting my biological clock, like, and letting that be the dictator.
No, but it is a legit factor. That's a real thing.
But I think I would, if it ended up that, like, oh, Mikaela, you can't have kids, like, you're too old. Just like,
so. I would be devastated.
I would probably adopt and, like, still find fulfillment through that.
Totally fair. But yeah. I think for me, that would be, yeah. like, a big
That's thing. Yeah, that's fair.
That's, like, I think that's my number one yeah. fear in life is not being able to have kids. Yeah. Like, that's scary to me. They don't call it a little miracle for nothing. Right.
I think, too, though, the pressure that women are, like, are under to, I don't know, even just, like, this, like, the idea of, like, 35 is, like, all bets are off. Oh, like, yeah. Don't have a kid past 35. Yeah. It's, like.
For sure.
I don't know. I know so many people that have kids, like, into their 40s, and their kids are totally fine.
Absolutely. But, like, my parents were fairly young when they had my brothers and I. Yeah. And, like, I love that they're younger now, mm-hmm. and I get to spend so much time with mm-hmm. them, and they're, like. They can go on adventures with us, and I'm not yeah. worried about health issues and things like that mm. yet. Like, they're, but, you know.
It's definitely, like, a blessing.
It is. Yeah. I absolutely love it. I adore my family, mm-hmm. but it's just times are different.
Yeah, it's tough.
Right? Like, it's really different. Mm-hmm. Right? We're in school. Like, most people, whether they like it or not, go to school after high school.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That you're in a 4-year program at least. Mm-hmm. So that, like, ties up a chunk of time. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah. Mm. It's different. It's a completely just different. Like, look at us. We're on our phones looking for a match. Right. A spark through a phone. Like, to me, that is just. Absolutely bizarre. It's unnatural and I don't like it.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Singles Therapy. If you've enjoyed this podcast so far, it would mean a lot and really help me out, kind of to motivate me as I continue editing and recording and doing all the work it takes to create a podcast. If you could go over to iTunes and leave us a rating and let me know what you think. It's just a really an easy way to show your support, and running a podcast is a lot harder than I thought, so I really appreciate it. Thanks so much. Now back to the episode.
I mean, I think it's a good thing to, like, get out. Well, you're not even getting out there, but, like, just talking to new people, like, it's practice, mm-hmm. right? Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I had been on, like, a first date, right? That was probably, like, a billion years ago.
Right.
I don't know how to date. Exactly.
Neither does Beatrice.
Beatrice, you agree. She's like, sister. I don't know how to date.
She moves a little bit. Go, like, on dates.
You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, I go on a date, like, every freaking night. And I'm like, you do. I know. I'm like, you just match yeah. with everybody.
Yeah.
But maybe we do just need to say yes more.
Yeah. No. I don't want to.
See, I think if anything, I don't think you're ready.
I think if anything, this ready. Podcast has taught me that I still want to be single. Like, I'm happy to be single.
Is there anything that you miss or feel like your cup isn't filled with being single?
Well, just, like, aside, like, companionship. The obvious. Yeah. I think that's.
I find, too, yeah. like, I jam-pack my schedule because I don't have that companion. Because, mm-hmm. you know, on a Friday night, you don't need to make plans because you know you're going to be right. with somebody anyway.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, my friends fill that cup yeah. major, right? Like, yeah. I adore them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I spend a lot of time with them. But, you know, would a relationship change that? I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm not ready for no, Beatrice. That to change either, like, and I always find this too, like, I had, like, my best friend in university that we, like, literally spent all of our time together.
Yeah.
She moved to Chicago for school.
Yeah.
Shortly after, met her husband. She's married. Right now,
so
like.
She moved to Chicago. Is what you're saying.
But like, and right now, I spend like all my time with Cynthia. Like, we're together like 24/7.
Oh, yeah,
we're
that's like my girlfriend, Nicole.
Always together. Yeah. Like, if I need to do something, I just go do it with her.
Of course.
So it's like,
it's a no brainer.
There's not even like the gap of like someone to do things with.
So,
so my girlfriend
and I were joking, like, there should be, because there's been times where I, like, show her a guy on an app or whatever, and she's like, oh, yeah, I've matched with him, and I'm like, of course this is going to happen, we are so alike, right? And we just said, why isn't there a dating app for, like, you and your friends, so that you can just go on, like, double dates?
Wait, that's a great idea.
Have you watched that? I don't even know what the show is called. It was like a Netflix series about the first dates. These, like,
yeah.
How, what was that called? I was obsessed. Like, I blasted through it in a night.
The,
I don't know. I loved it though.
It was it good. Made it made me want to go on dates.
It made me want to go on dates, but then it also, some of it, I was like, oh, hell no. Like, oh, I don't want to, like the one date that girl literally walks out on.
Yeah.
And I do have to say, like...
Or the guy walked out on one, too.
Yeah. One of the best moments in the whole show is when the one girl, they show, like, who she picked to go on a second date with, and she's alone, and, like,
walking down the street,
and she's just, like, owning it, and, like, I am her. Minus the dates.
That made me, like, not triggered, but, like, almost triggered. I was like, like, I would have done that, too.
But I was like, good for you, because these are all shitheads. Because
even at the end, weren't you, like, thinking, like, oh, who's she going to pick? And you were, like, going with the guys, and you were like, oh, well, maybe she'd be with that guy.
Yeah, I wish I remember what it was called.
I
don't
know.
I'm sure people know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I just thought it was a great little series. There was some nightmare. Some of the women, I was like, whoa. The girl who liked to... chew her food really loud. Like, if I was that guy on that date, I would leave. I'd be like, this is not okay.
It made me very reflective of, like, my own behaviors on dates. And, like,
I'm like, am I weird?
Yeah, so interesting. Like, there was one girl, she just, like, kept commenting on how, like, handsome the guy was. Or, like, just being like, you're really cute. And I was like, oh, my God, if I want to, like, if I was set up on a blind date with a really hot guy, like, I'd probably do that. And, like,
I would maybe just stare.
What an awful thing to do to someone. Like, of course that guy left. She was, like, making, like... like, sexual jokes at him, like, as if he wasn't even there. Like,
he's,
it was, like
a literal piece of meat.
Yeah, it was so upsetting. But I was like, oh, shit. Like, I would maybe do that.
I know.
It's weird.
It is weird. Dating is weird.
Dating around.
Dating around.
That's so cool. I went through the second season. That was good.
I know. It was introspection. So quick, too. Do you ever feel like the city's too small? Like, I feel like what? They were in New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, do you feel like there's people that are, like, off limits, either because they dated so-and-so, or we know about them, right?
Yeah, totally. Most, I feel like I could easily find out most people's dating history, like, within, like...
which could be to your advantage. I mean, that could be a good thing.
But usually...
have you ever dated anybody that you, like, knew, nobody knew them?
Yeah, because Bumble.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The 3 month guy?
Yeah.
Fair.
And it was weird. And all my friends were like, do you like him? We don't understand. Who is this person?
Well, yeah, I think it's when you have, like, no background whatsoever, you're kind of like, okay, we're going in real blind.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's fun in that sense, but then also, like,
people lie.
Only fun for so long.
Plus, like, I always find it's good to get an outsider's perspective, like, a little lowdown of, like, oh, they dated this and this person, and this happened, whatever, they're, like, great with their family, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
there's
all those things where you don't need to waste your time finding out. Or the dirt.
I always complain that Waterloo's too small, and, like, if I move to Toronto, I could find someone to move, but, like, I don't know, I think it's probably in my favor.
I think Toronto would be very hard, or, like, a bigger city would be very hard.
Yeah.
Someone referred to Kitchener as a small town to me yesterday. And I was like, what?
Someone called,
what are you small towning?
Someone referred to Kitchener as the country to me yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, what? I'm like, okay, I get it. You can drive like 10 minutes out of the city and you're in a cornfield.
Yes, that's true.
But I thought that was weird.
are we a small town? I think we're like a small town that thinks they're a big city.
Fair. Do you think there's actually somebody in this city right now that you're like, that you should meet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Wait, do you feel like there's someone in the city right now that you should meet?
I don't know. Now I'm like thinking about it. The guy that's going to walk down the street that I'm going to like just randomly approach and try to not seem like a psycho.
This is a good challenge. I think it's a good challenge. I think it's a good challenge for everyone. Like, I think women should approach men more. We've talked about this before, like, especially with Me Too. Obviously, Me Too has a lot of, like, heavy stuff incorporated in it. But a lot of, like, the outcomes for, like, us in a normal day-to-day is just, like, less aggression towards women, which is great. But also just, like, less forwardness in, like, men in public. Like, when's the last time you had, like, someone just, like, at a coffee shop, like, start a conversation with you?
Yeah, I find I talk to people all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like in line or something.
Oh, know. Okay, but like in a way that you're like, oh, I could be interested in you?
Fair. Yeah, I don't know. It's just so hard. You know nothing about the person. They could be in a like relationship. And right. Like that happens all the time.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, and you're meeting your girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, like.
But maybe that's okay, right? Like, sure, I thought this random person was attracted and I said hi to them and then they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, so what? You just cross your arms. You don't love it.
Well, no, I'm like.
You're like, no, I want not.
I'm thinking about that.
Go up to men that are potentially in relationships.
Well, it's disappointing. It's disappointing when you're like, oh, I just invested a little bit of myself in this person in the hopes of maybe there'd be some sort of connection.
Yeah.
And now there is not.
Yeah.
Ooh, I have a good question.
Oh.
Do you?
Wait, no one asked me questions.
No, I have a good question for you. Do you have a one that got away?
No.
No? Well, lucky.
And that, like, you still think they're a good option?
Not necessarily, like, they maybe aren't an option, but, like, someone where you're like, why didn't I make this connection sooner? Or, like, I waited too long.
Oh,
or, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, totally. Do you have one that got away?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a big thing. I'm secretly, see, thoughts become things.
Wait, they got away and they're still single?
And he is not.
Yeah. R.I.P.
It's really, I know, because I always just, it's like that when you just wonder, like, if I would have acted on it. It's like seeing the guy across the street. What am I going to do if I would have acted on it?
Maybe
like it could have been something.
Maybe the lesson in the seeing the guy across the street and talking to him isn't actually going up to random guys. Maybe it's
acting on the ones that you,
that you aren't for whatever reason, because maybe you're afraid of.
Fair.
True love.
But girl, I don't even have those.
They're all gone.
I don't have any of those.
I like the concept of, like, trying to live more fearlessly in the summer.
Yeah.
I feel like summer always,
God, people get batshit crazy.
It's time. It's warm. We're
out
and about. Yeah.
And, like, the sun makes people cuckoo.
The sun's up longer. It's slow. Wow.
Yeah, it's not.
Great.
But, summer makes people absolutely bonkers.
It's kind of fun. I always have a fun summer. Or not
for
always,
sure.
Mostly.
Yeah. And see, like, do I really want to give up, like, my summer with all my girlfriend?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, not really.
Huh. That's true, too.
It would be nice. Like, I think it would be nice. I don't know. I'm torn. I think I need to work on my list of, like, actually what I want.
Mm-hmm. That's a good takeaway from this.
Yeah.
Very solution-oriented.
Capricorn.
There you go.
But I mean, it's legit. Like, how are you going to, like, get to know someone on a deeper level?
Yeah.
And, like, have them figure you out if you're not open.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to be open to receiving what you want.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really good point.
do you think men do this much reflection? Like,
no, kind of. Yeah, I had a guy, really? A dude on. Yeah, I have to edit his episode so I can publish it. But yeah, and like his sentiments about things were so, it was so similar. It was actually like really refreshing to hear. And he's not even like, I don't know, like, doesn't appear to be a guy that's like overly in tune with his emotions or like, you know, he's just a dude.
Yeah.
But he also thinks about a lot of things.
That makes me really yeah, happy.
It was really yeah, nice. Actually. It was like, huh, we're all out here. And he's in Kitchener too. And it's like,
yeah.
We're all just trying out here. Though there's a friend that's single. I know him through my brother though. So that's probably why it's like.
But no, that still counts.
Single male friend.
See? Okay. New podcast. Single male friend. Trademark it now.
That's a good title. Single male friend.
This could be a thing.
You could just like have people like message people on Tinder and be like, you want to be in my podcast? Single male friend. See if they end up being
this
friends
with
you. This
might happen.
I kind of like it.
Well, it's true. You know, people always use like getting out of a date or like shutting someone down, being like, oh, you know, you're not for me. You're for my friends.
Ah,
I can set you up with them.
Single male friend.
Single male friend.
Not for long. Soon to be maybe. Dating my friend. Friend.
Maybe. It's true, though.
I think you may have something.
It could be a cool concept. We should explore this. Beatrice agrees.
She agrees and she wants to go to the bathroom. All right.
Oh! Yeah, I don't know. I think that could be a, like,
a spinoff.
A total spinoff.
Season 2, Single Male Friend.
Yeah.
This episode will be called Single Male Friend.
Except that we missed the first part where we talked about the single male. Did we
What's
talk
a
about
TLDR?
That?
I don't remember.
The single male. Oh no. Well, we were.
It probably wasn't recording because. Ow.
Yeah, no, because the entire episode didn't record.
Yeah, great.
The single male friend concept. So, do we have any male friends that we're not interested in that are single that we could set our friends up with? And is this even realistic? Is this a thing? Can we have single male friends? My vote is yes.
I think we can.
And I think we absolutely will. Can.
My initial response wasn't as gung-ho, but now you've convinced me.
I just don't see why it's a bad thing. I would love a single male friend to call me out on my shit, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even like my male friends and relationships are good at that.
Fair.
Or even, like, when you're just being, like, I don't know, thinking about things too much, obviously. Fair they're enough. Like, wait, did you like him? And I'm like,
come down from this.
Oh, level. No, I didn't like him. And they're like, okay, I'm like, shut up. Why are you still talking about this?
Very interesting.
Are you ready for season 2?
Right? Season 2. Season 2.
What if I just have 10 single men for season 2.
I think you should.
Can and then
be
I try
like
to
a co-interviewer. Like I need to be there. I
oh,
want to interview
yeah, totally.
Them.
I like a
two, we'll a, be the panel.
A three person. Yeah, it's good. It's good to have a three person discussion.
Oh,
brings,
for sure.
Brings more new levels other than Beatrice being a freak.
She's like, I'm your third.
You just want to be part of things. I know. It's sad. All right.
I know.
This might be a mini-sode. Oh no! Wait, we have 40 minutes. We're
amazing.
Great. This is just
well,
a,
we
an abridged. It's your Bermuda. I'm honestly so sorry. I feel like I'm
we
just
can,
trying to have a podcast.
I was gonna say we can always do a redo and not a post. This is fun. Maybe I'll just go find some new material. I'm gonna go
on some dates.
Seek out. It's true. We could do that. I could be
come
your
back
experiment.
With my
right? You're like, don't come back until you've gone on 4 dates.
Honestly, I've also felt pressure to just like go on dates like while filming this and stuff because like I repeated a story on 2 episodes and I was like, oh, I gotta go on another date because I can't
oh,
just
fair.
Like keep
yeah.
bringing up my recent dating stories.
Fair.
But yeah.
Are you open to like going out on a date with someone but you know you're not romantically interested to make a friend?
Sure.
Like, wait, is that like a quote unquote waste of time for you? Or
I
them?
Would
like
a year ago I would have said yes, but now I feel like I'm just like in this like especially it's Gemini season. I'm like in this like
openness.
You know, go with the flow.
Yeah.
I might be here one day. I might be here another day.
I'm an earth sign girl.
Oh, you don't
want to
do that?
No, my feet are planted.
Oh, got it.
We're not going with the flow.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can go with the flow.
Wait, do you know your sun sign and your rising sign?
I need to figure them all out.
Oh, yeah, you should. Yeah. It really opens things up for you. Because my sun sign is Scorpio.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which is water sign. But my rising sign is Gemini. Mm. And then my moon sign is Virgo.
Okay.
So I'm a mess. But and actually, my Venus is in Capricorn. So a lot of the things that you're saying about, like, the ways in which you love, like, it's very familiar. It's great to figure out. Do you have an iPhone? You should get CoStar.
I'm going to do it.
This should be sponsored by CoStar. I'm going to get them as a sponsor.
Right.
But it's not, like, I read it almost every day. But even just, like, from an introspective perspective.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
You know, I love stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
It's very cool. I think you'd love it.
Like, I love those. Do you follow Nadine Astrology? Mm-hmm. Her, like, monthly little mantras.
Yeah, just, so good.
And they're so empowering.
Yeah. And even just, like, whatever it's based in, like, just to have that frame for the month and, like,
yeah,
just, like, anchor yourself in something, I find is so useful.
Absolutely.
All right, freak. So how are you going to close this out? All right, this is when I say goodbye and thank you.
Well,
thank you for putting up with my,
you are very my welcome.
Technical difficulties in which I literally didn't record. But I think we still got some good stuff.
Girl, if you don't got enough, we can do it again. This is actually very fun.
We can do a season two. We have wine left.
Yeah.
It'll be good. All right. Say bye, Beatrice.